T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It's Entertainment Schmig. I'm Tim Convey in for Jen Myers. She's out today. She'll be back tomorrow. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. They got the best weights. That's their new slogan. You know that? Club Fitness, they got the best. I saw this on TV a little bit, worth talking about. So there's a new Blu-ray high-tech Ultimate Trilogy Blu-ray Collection edition of Back to the Future, which, as Kevin mentioned earlier, celebrating an anniversary today. Part of that Blu-ray is some footage of some other actors auditioning for the part of Marty McFly. Now, we've all seen the Eric Stoltz stuff.
Right.
They shot with him for a while and then swapped out for Michael J. Fox, but a handful of other guys auditioned, including C. Thomas Howell, John Cryer, and Billy Zane, and Ben Stiller. Listen to this.
Hey, why are you so nervous?
Well, have you ever been, like, in a situation where, well, you know you have to act a certain way, but when you get there, you're not sure you can really go through with it?
Like when you're out on a first date with someone?
Well, sort of.
I know you say this about all that stuff, but it is very difficult to picture anybody other than Michael J. Fox playing Marty McFly. And things worked out okay for Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest was off of Live for the past 2 days because he had a cough. They thought maybe it was COVID, but he texted negative, so he'll be back today. Don't worry about that. Crocodile Dundee, Paul Hogan. He's a treasure. He's a treasure all over the place, but they love him in Australia. I spent some time over there. Didn't run into him. I wanted to. I badly hoped that I would run into Crocodile Dundee
somewhere. Hanging out in the bush somewhere?
Didn't at all, yeah. Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee himself, has a new movie coming out where he plays himself. It sounds pretty funny. Basically, he's in L.A., he's retired, but he's overshadowed by the character of Mick Dundee, and he's offered a knighthood by Queen Elizabeth, but he's got to get his reputation in order, and he gets in all kinds of trouble. Here's a taste.
I don't really like snakes.
I don't like them either.
Please, Mr. Dundee.
I'm not really Crocodile Dundee, you know. It's the character I play in the movies.
He'll have that thing on the barbecue tonight.
Oops.
I have news. The Queen of England wants to bestow you with a knighthood.
What for?
Met the most successful independent film in history.
I was nominated for an Academy Award once. Couldn't have been acting. No offense.
That was Chevy Chase there at the end. Chevy Chase and John Cleese are in this thing with him.
Awesome.
And Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Somebody tell Jen. A couple more deaths this week. It's funny, right before the start, I was watching, I guess the last show Eddie Van Halen ever played is up on YouTube. Somebody took all different people's YouTube clips and they put it with the audio from the soundboard of that last show he played, which was 5 years ago, and I was checking that out. It's with David Lee Roth. Kind of interesting. So obviously we lost Eddie Van Halen not too long ago. A couple of new ones in the world of rock and roll. Tony Lewis, the lead singer of The Outfield.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Staying up and keeping undercover. I just want to use your love tonight.
He couldn't have been that old,
yeah,
right?
Just 62.
Wow.
Yeah,
when the Muni used to have summer concerts, I remember seeing The Outfield at the Muni.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And we also lost Spencer Davis of the Spencer Davis Group. That song, too. Man. He died of pneumonia. He was 81. Politics destroying a lot of families. It looks like they've destroyed another family, an iconic family, the Happy Days family.
Oh, is it because Scott Baio's so Republican?
Yeah. So but the rest of them, not the all of them, but Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, and a handful of others, Ralph Malph and the guy who played Potsy, getting together to do a fundraiser for Democrats in Wisconsin, where the show was set. Scott Baio not involved and throwing a absolute fit that they're doing it. So they are at odds. Then John Stamos gets involved and says, hey, I'll play Chachi for this thing.
That's funny.
I'm happy to do it. And Baio hits back on Twitter by saying, shouldn't you be taking care of Aunt Becky?
Whoa!
Wow!
Chachi, Chachi. He's got some issues.
So, man. Just one more family victim to politics, and it's the Happy Days family. It's a shame. That is your Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more later in the show. What do we do that? 7:40?
8:40.
That's what I meant. Well, today we're doing it at 7:40. I'm calling the shots.
7:40 Mountain Time.
That's
there
right.
We go.
It's the Wake Up on Y98. Here's Post Malone.
Before you go,
the Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Entertainment Schmig, normally hosted by Jen Meyer. She's out today. She'll be back tomorrow. I'm Tim Conley filling in. Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness, the heaviest weights at the best prices. That is their, is that their status?
See, if that had been in the cage match.
Right. Oh, Lance, don't you?
All right.
Lance.
Are you still smarting?
The heaviest weights.
And Lance, what do you want from Chipotle again?
At the best.
Oh, Evan.
This guy. Come on. All right, lots of good stuff in the Schmig. There's a Nicolas Cage story. I was working on a Nicolas Cage impression so that I could tell the story properly. My Nicolas Cage is a great Owen Wilson impression. So, not sure if that's going to happen or not. We're going to save... I watched Bachelorette last night. We're going to save that for a little bit. But if you've got thoughts on last night's episode, text in now. And in just a little bit, we'll discuss that. 314-531-9898. What did you think of last night? What do you think of Claire? What do you think of all this insanity? We'll talk about that in a little bit. In the meantime, Shawn Mendes has a new documentary. It's called In Wonder. It is on Netflix. And in it, he claims that Camila Cabello, his girlfriend, was the inspiration for his entire catalog.
If someone comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like they're all about you. Like, every song I've ever wrote.
Wow.
I'm buying it. I love those two.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm in on those two. I think it's great. And maybe I'll watch some of that documentary. I don't know. All right. Nicolas Cage. Here's the deal. Nicolas Cage has blown so much money over the years. He seems like the kind of guy who dropped thousands in a day at a casino, but he is not. Nicolas Cage, his money troubles are no secret, right? Everybody knows. I'm not
right.
Blowing up his spot mm-hmm. there. Nick sat down with Marilyn Manson, and why not? for a little something in Interview Magazine. Cage lives in Vegas, but he says he hasn't gambled in 30 years. There's a reason for that. He said, should I even try this impression? I was in the Bahamas. I walked into a casino and I felt like I had my mojo with me. All right, I can't do it. Like nothing could go wrong, he said. My game was roulette. He spent $200 and he didn't miss a number. So much that even the lady spinning the wheel next to him said, nothing sweeter than a repeater. Don't know what that means. In 20 minutes, he turned 200 bucks into $20,000.
Wow.
So I went and I found an orphanage in the Bahamas. I met all the kids and the headmistress and I said, this is for you. I put the 20 grand in her hand. I walked away and I never gambled again. Because if I did, it would ruin the power of that moment.
Wow.
Then he said that it is true. The story is true, and you can't live in Vegas if you're a gambler. I've seen it destroy people. Of all the addictions, I think it might be the worst. How can that be true? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But what a great story.
Whether it's true or not,
right.
I love it.
Yeah.
What a terrible impression, but a great story. He's been doing around 5 movies a year for the last 15 years, but it looks like we're finally going to get a break because he's remained quarantined for most of the pandemic. But he's looking for projects.
I know he's got what he does, The Croods. He's one of the voices for that, and there's supposed to be a sequel to that.
He also is going to play Joe Exotic in an upcoming Tiger King show.
Got to be honest, I think maybe attention to quality rather than quantity might help him a little bit.
You know where else that helps?
Where's that?
When you're judging comics cage matches.
I know it stings.
But I had both. I had quantity there too. I threw in the story.
You did.
Okay. Also at Y98.com, man, there is a new mugshot of Bill Cosby, and it is something else. It is worth checking out. He looks like he has...
He's aged.
Yeah. You see somebody who... it's hard not to have an emotional response to that.
Right.
The lesson there being don't do terrible things and you won't have to grow old in jail. And finally, Lance, I hope you're sitting down for this one.
Okay.
The Fast and the Furious franchise is ending.
What? Is it because I haven't seen one?
And a huge attraction. I haven't seen one either. Huge attraction at the box office for almost 20 years, but it is coming to an end. They've greenlit 2 more movies, the 10th and the 11th, but there's actually going to be 3 more because the 9th has been delayed by COVID-19, but it is coming. How do you know that? I mean, 3 movies are going to come out and that'll take probably 6 years.
Right.
So how do you know that you're going to call it after that?
It's a good point, because if the movie industry's in a slump or that particular studio's not doing well, you know they're going to do another one because it's like printing money.
Yeah, right. And there's going to be spinoff stuff. We already had that spinoff movie, that Sean Hobbs thing with
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit silly. But at some point, I'm going to have to start seeing these movies.
I've caught 1 or 2. They're not bad films.
I'm sure they're great.
Yeah.
People love them. Lance loves them.
As does Tim. Based on our avid non-viewership.
If George Clooney could be in a Fast and Furious movie,
that's what he needs.
Yes.
Right.
And what the franchise needs.
Right. He totally needs that.
Yeah, boy. Let's work the phones for that. we'll talk Bachelorette in a little bit. Again, if you have thoughts, text us 314-531-9898. That is Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. What is it? Heavier weights at the best prices.
There we go.
I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite.
198, Taylor Swift on the Wake Up with Jen, who is out today, but she'll be back tomorrow. Tim, who's here, Lance, who's here, and me, Kevin, the intern, and we've got celebrity birthdays. We do it every day around this time where we celebrate people who were born today, October 21st. Several famous people, some people who we used to work with as well. Happy birthday to you. Let's start off with another woman who is celebrating a birthday. You know her as Kanye's wife. How old is Kim Kardashian?
I've made, you know, some of my clients like thousands and thousands of dollars.
I think she's my age. You said Kim, right?
Kim, correct.
So I think she's turning 41? I gave Lance a lot of info there.
40. The big 4-0 today.
The big
4-0 today. All right.
Way to go, Kim. Welcome to the club.
Yep. This next birthday I do for my daughter because she's a huge fan of the show. How old is Jamie Regan Will Estes from Blue Bloods?
Lance, you want to go first here?
I'll give you a hint.
Do you know who that is?
He's Lance? The younger of the Blue Bloods family.
I've watched that show. Of course, that that in Lance and number three lore, that show led to a big fight one night between me and I, or between me and my wife. I never watched that show. For some reason, I was watching it. She came home and said, why are you watching it? I said, I don't know. She asked me to turn it off, and I refused. And it led to a huge fight. So I've seen exactly part of one episode of Blue Bloods. I think I know the character you're talking about. Yeah, I'm going to take a wild guess and say he's 34.
Lance is like, you know who loves this show? She's like, who? And you're like, number four! How do you feel about that?
Wow.
I know. That would have been dark.
Give you a little hint about Will, by the way. He also was in American Dreams years ago on NBC. He played the older brother on that show, the Britney Snow.
Oh, sure. American Dreams. What did Lance say?
He said 34.
35.
He is 42.
Oh.
Whoops. All right. We'll move on to an actor you're familiar with because you're familiar with the show, Growing Pains. How old is little Ben Seaver, Jeremy Miller?
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
47.
What'd you say, Tim?
47.
49?
44. Oh, wow. Man. What a great show that was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This guy's had some huge hits. Blinded by the Light and Doo Wah Diddy to name a few. How old is the leader of the Earth Band, Manfred Mann?
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Doo Wah Diddy Diddy Dum
Diddy Do. Man, this is tough. Because those two, his two biggest hits were quite a two decades apart,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Doo Wah Diddy is an old one. 80?
80 is correct.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And finally, we end today's birthdays with Judge Judy Shenlin. How old is Judge Judy?
It seems to me that that would be the first thing that you would say.
Hmm. 76?
78.
78 is correct.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go. So happy birthday if you're having one today. We'll talk The Bachelorette in about 5 minutes here on The Wake Up. But before that, Lance has your final look at the Y98 Rush.
Hey, guys, if I was sort of half paying attention to the birthdays there, there's a reason. I mentioned last time around about a police pursuit over on the Illinois side, started in Madison County. It has covered a ton of ground since then. Police are chasing a white van at speeds of up to 115 miles an hour.
Wow.
They came through Granite City, then down south on Route 3, crossed over the McKinley Bridge. They're driving around in the city now. They've gone all over the place. They came off the... they're now near Vandeventer and Del Mar. They were originally on Salisbury, then Natural Bridge. They've been on Newstead. They've been on Page. And now on Vandeventer, as they continue to chase this van in the city. That is, that's quite a chase. And it's been going on for a good, at least probably 30 minutes at this point.
I figured longer, and maybe that's why you were distracted during Cage Match and made such a... Poor judgment.
Tim will attribute it to that, yes. Elsewhere in more, air quotes, normal traffic. Westbound 270, a little busy up to the work zone at Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.